We're back for another exciting episode of Blossom. Whoa! Folks, 13 days! I've been kept from my little black couch. I can't remember exactly if I like this camera better. So this is my webcam off of my MacBook, right? And it seems to like hide the pimple better. But if I go like, oh, see, that's like the webcam. And look at how pasty I look. Not that I get out much. So maybe there, just to not, I just don't want to, it's been so long. I don't want to freak people out. But welcome back to the Little Black Couch. So grateful to be here. And let's hop right into this thing because I'm so excited I can barely stay in my seat. So let's dance. It's been hard for the last few days. Oh, welcome back to the Little Black Couch, folks. Good to be with you. My name is Aaron Stewart, and it said that right here on a different screen, but we're not on that screen now because that's obnoxious. Oh, I'd like to first welcome back, buddy. I'm excited to announce that we used the 13 days to do hopefully a lot of good, to polish up some things on the show. I had to go live on my own personal page, which literally is invisible, because, I mean, it's me, right? So I did go live over there and nobody ever saw it. It's fine. It got pushed over to YouTube. No, yeah, it's fine. It worked out. I created some automations and got around it a little bit. The odd thing about this whole thing was the entire time I had access to the Little Black Couch page, Facebook page, from my Instagram, the Little Black Couch Instagram page. So I continued to post little things over there and then like push it across into Facebook. But that wasn't even enough for them to believe that I was admin. So I went through this whole process and nothing. So anyway, finally, Joy at Facebook. Thank you, Joy. I've already given her rave reviews from the email that I got from Facebook. Unfortunately, Michael, who was the person who attempted to help me the first time and then eventually told me that nothing could be done, his review was not so positive. And I may have used some pretty big words they might have to pull out the dictionary for, because I was none too pleased with one Michael. So anyway, let's bring in Buddy. I'm excited to announce that Buddy's got, he's so excited that he, super excited. And so I've gotten him actually, he was a little, I don't know, I was using my cell phone and it's just not that great a quality. So now we've got Buddy his own camera and it's a 1080p. It's a GoPro, which he always has wanted one. For when he rides his bike. So, and as a dash cam, which again is weird. Anyway, so let me bring in Buddy. This is the new view here. Kind of shows you a little bit more of my office than I know my wife would be comfortable showing. But yeah, I got some golf things. There he is. There's Buddy the couch, and yet we are partying in here tonight to have the page back. And so you can kind of see this little TV over here. That TV over there, that's where I watch golf on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. So not yet. And the British Open starts tomorrow. So that's pretty exciting. But anyway, so Buddy's back and he's got a new camera. I don't know if I'm going to allow him to keep that because the wide angle is just frankly too wide. But I don't know if you caught on the TV. I've got a little... I installed the little Roku system today. because something may be coming. Just saying. Just saying, folks. Pretty cool stuff. So thanks for joining me. I'm exhausted. You can probably see. We've been having a good time in here. It's been a very exciting day. Just some quick photos from some of the folks that have come by to congratulate me on getting the page back. We've had a great time in here. It really has. And it's just started to calm down so I can get back to work. Very, very excited about it for sure. So anyways, something actually, in all seriousness, folks, something really cool happened today, earlier today. And that was the whole point of this show. And I was going to go live anyway. And then in the midst of all of that, I learned that we got the page back. So I was able to go with this message on the Little Black Couch, and it's probably sort of perfect timing. And the whole concept was, and I don't want to get emotional, excuse me. That caffeine is good for the soul. Anyway, so the thing that happened today, so my daughter, who we love to death, she's 14, and she has, she's awesome, right? She's our only girl, and there is a thing with dads and daughters that I cannot deny, no question about it. And so she's a little, you know, you use different adjectives for your kids as they grow up, and right now the one that fits this cute little girl of ours is spicy. So she has a really cute attitude about her, and she's feisty, and she's super inquisitive, and she's a smarty pants, she's quick on the draw, quick-witted. We have some really nice back and forths that are completely fun. When we get off on little tangents and stories, we can really play off each other, and it gets to a pretty ridiculous place pretty quickly, and then we're all just dying laughing. It's been so fun over the course of her life to see where you could have like a couple back and forths, and then, you know, it just kind of would overwhelm her and she'd shut down. And now we're getting to the point where it just doesn't stop, where you can just keep going and going. And you get to the point, it's like, I'm getting tired. This girl is so good and so quick and so fast and so smart that she's keeping me on my game. So, there will be no Alzheimer's in this person because of her. She'll keep me on my toes for the rest of my life, guaranteed. But that brings us to a point that I love this little girl. I want to help this little girl. I want her to have a successful life. I'm excited for her. I think she's lucky, frankly, being the baby. I think Carol and I are much better parents with this youngest one than we were with our poor oldest. And bless his heart, he had to suffer a lot as we learned this whole parenting gig. While we, you know, going to school and working on our businesses and all of the other stuff that went along with it. And now she gets, you know, more of you know, Carol and myself to herself. And she gets kind of us in a much calmer and more introspective space, right? So we don't freak out as easily. We remain calmer and we don't over-exaggerate and freak out when things don't go exactly as we had hoped they were. We've kind of learned that life just is that way. And so it's been a much better way to live. Well, this dear daughter of mine, we put on a plane last week and sent her out to visit my sister in Atlanta with actually three nieces. So the four of them got on the plane together, unaccompanied minors, more expensive, not cool. And they make you sit there in an airport and wait till the plane's actually gone, which again, I wasn't prepared. Had I known, I would have brought my laptop and got some work done, but instead you just stand there twiddling your thumbs. Although my sister was there with me, so we had a nice conversation. But we sent them off, and they went back east to hang out with my sister, and she's got some girls that are their age, and then they took them up to what we call EFY, which is especially for youth, and it's going to be up in Independence, Missouri, which has some historical significance for my people. Okay, so she's back there doing that. She's having a lot of fun. Well, this morning, they were preparing to do something in their little program. And she texted me. She reached out to me, and she and my wife, they text all the time. I don't text as frequently with my kids as my wife does. My wife is awesome at staying in contact with the kids. And honestly, when our oldest went out to serve this church mission, I think that was the hardest thing for him, is that all of a sudden there's no contact with your mother every day. You know, and she's just, she does love them till it hurts. I mean, she is exhausted every day because she loves her little people so much. But anyway, so my daughter's out there. She's smarty pants. She wants to do well. She's learning tons of great stuff, historical stuff, spiritual stuff, just really a great experience. I think she's going to come back just pumped with how her summer's been. And she's been kind of complaining that summer's not going exactly, it wasn't as exciting as she had hoped. She and I have gone out and played golf a few times, which, I mean, come on. Golf with pops? That's got to be like a perfect summer, but apparently not. So anyway, she's having a good time. We're so excited for her. But the text that I got this morning was so cool because she asked me a question. And I knew the answer. Not only did I know the answer, I knew the background of that answer. I knew where her mind would probably take her next. And so I replied back to her a text that should go down in father-daughter history as one of the coolest texts I have ever written. Because I took her question and I answered it. And I was so grateful that she asked me. And I was so grateful that I took the time to learn the stuff that she needed an answer about. And I'm so happy I was able to respond in a way that was helpful to her. And then so excited that I was able to give her some history on the question and also some possible outcomes and some ideas I had for the future because I had thought about this question. And when it got done, it was over the course of, say, 10, 15 minutes. I was so grateful and overwhelmed and thrilled that I had the chance to share some stuff that I'd learned. And then it came up to the thing that we don't get necessarily where we're going. It's not open to us. We can't see the future. We don't have a crystal ball. But we know that someday, somewhere, sometime along the line, the stuff that we're learning and the knowledge that we're gathering is going to be helpful to someone. And it's only going to reach that destination if we're willing to share it and if we're prepared to share it. So learning in itself, I have said many times and will always say that learning is a big part of what this life is about. And frankly, learning is one of the foundational properties of entrepreneurship. If we're not learning, this whole concept that somehow or another we're going to come up with a solution that's going to change the world is ridiculous. It won't happen. So we need to be learning all the time. We need to be investigating. We need to be looking around us and looking for opportunities, right? We need to be looking for some deficiencies and some kind of system or process that we might be able to solve with a really cool, good idea. Piece of software, something. But unless we're learning as we're doing all that, how in the world can we apply our knowledge with our experience to solve a new problem in a way that's unique and has never been done before? And so I was so grateful, and I came to this real clear understanding that all these little things that we do every day make a difference. And it goes back to this whole, if we have a desire or a want to get better and do better, that is an awesome start. And then take the opportunity to learn this and that and ask questions. It's so cool to be in different groups where questions are being asked. And sometimes people have the answers and sometimes they don't. Most often they do. We collectively as a group are quite brilliant. And remind me of a documentary that that my wife and I watched the other day about math. And before, hey, no sleeping. Okay, about math. And it was really cool because we as individuals aren't necessarily great, right? And the whole experiment was about sort of crowdsourcing information, crowdsourcing truth and knowledge. And the experiment was quite fascinating. They took this jar of jelly beans and they took it to amusement parks and they had people guess how many jelly beans were in the jar. And there was ridiculously low and ridiculously high guesses. But after it was all said and done, when they took everybody back together and averaged it out, it was within 1% of what the jelly beans were, the total count. So we collectively as a group are quite intelligent if we get together and correspond and share and learn that truth can come out of that. Through all of our experiences and all of the things that we're learning and attempting to learn and failing at and all of that, when we come together as a group and share, then that learning process becomes really based more on fact than on fiction. And when we bury our heads in the sand and we don't come together and we don't share and we don't accept other people's opinions, in fact, we shun other people's opinions and other people's thoughts and ideas, then we do ourselves a great disservice. We essentially take from society its ability to solve problems. And that's what we as entrepreneurs are all about, solving problems. So people need to have opinions. People need to have space to make mistakes. People need to fail to learn. People need to fail to succeed. People need to fail to learn. And then we take all of that together, and it doesn't matter if we're exactly right or completely wrong. When we share it all together, we come to some kind of truth, some factual basis, right? And that's amazing. That's how we progress. So I guess my encouragement to all of you today, when these concepts come to me, I try to come up with some kind of a quote or something to make it easy for me to remember and understand. And the thing that came to me today was, and I guess it's not as good as I thought it was because I've already forgotten it. Is that all right? Hey, shut up over there. The idea is if we don't live to learn, we will learn we failed. Okay, so if we don't live to learn, we will learn we failed. And part of this life and the whole point of it is to learn about a lot of cool stuff. And if you've got an interest in it, go after it, learn about it, share what you're learning, and everybody will be in a better place. I can promise you, as you continue to learn and as you try to figure stuff out for yourself, that opportunities are going to come where when you share that knowledge, it's going to be a breakthrough for somebody else. And I don't know of anything that feels so good. I gotta tell you, as somebody who's had some success in life, my successes are not near as fun as watching somebody else learn and get something or helping somebody else. That's where fun, that's where life gets super exciting. Personal success is, it's okay. It's better than hitting your head with a hammer. But it's not what life's about. True happiness and joy and these thrilling opportunities come from learning something and sharing it with somebody that you care about and then watching the light turn on and watch them go. And that's what happened today with my daughter. And as a dad and as an entrepreneur, to be able to share something that I had learned completely and had taken time to study and then have that accepted by somebody I love dearly and help her along that path of learning was beautiful. It was the greatest thing, even better than getting the little black couch page back. But that's been pretty sweet too. On any other day, getting the page back would be pretty great. But on this day, it's a distant second to sharing with my daughter and helping her along this path to enlightenment, to knowledge, to just getting better. At just understanding life a little bit more. So anyway, thanks for joining me today. This life as an entrepreneur is a great one. as long as we're using it correctly, never stop learning, never stop taking in things that you just love to do. Good books and sharing your opinions and listening to other people's opinions and podcasts. And it's just amazing to me how much stuff we can get off this thing. I mean, everything's just at our fingertips. Ah! So I hear people talk about how we should put our phone down and walk away from it and stay away from it. Now, I get there's some bad stuff on here, but mercy, there's so much knowledge on this darn thing, right? More than that was ever contained in any of the university libraries that I ever attended is on this little blasted device. Pretty cool stuff. Anyway, thanks for joining me here on the Little Black Couch. Until next time, do good, right? Do good and be well. Thanks.